Hey, my name is Rich B. Knight, and I've written my debut novel, The Darkness of the Womb. Here are some of the chapters. If you enjoy it, please subscribe. Marigold Haunt wiped her mouth with the back of her hand as she lifted her face from the toilet. Damn morning sickness. She flushed and closed the lid. Her head pounded and her heart ached. Last night, when he had slumped into his favorite chair, she kissed him above his right eyebrow, which he loved. She wished there was something else in the house besides macaroni and hot dogs, but they were beyond broke ever since she lost her job at the greeting card company. She boiled the dogs and macaroni in the same pot for the third night in a row. Jeff didn't complain. He never complained anymore. Not in the latter part of their 28 years of marriage. He was sweet to her and called her pet names like Sweetheart and Snuffle Love to Kiss. He still called her beautiful too, even though she knew she was anything but. Her once chestnut hair was now streaked with white strands by her ears. Her cheeks were becoming jowls, and the wrinkles around her mouth were troubling. Makeup didn't seem to erase them. Even before she became pregnant, she sported a slab of belly fat above her crotch. Her breast sagged and looked sloppy. She certainly looked her age. But Jeff didn't seem to mind. In fact, he had said he even liked her extra curves. More to grab, he had always said, squeezing her breast from behind. A few months ago, when she still had a job and they shared a dual income, he sometimes brought home lilies, her favorites. Whenever Strange Magic played on the radio, he would pull her from the sofa to dance around the room. It was her song. His kisses were always genuine and gentle. When he said I love you every morning before work, he meant it. His green eyes couldn't lie to her. And when they could, he always had to look away. In the 28 years they've been married, he never looked away when he said I love you. That's how she knew it was real. She felt like she could tell him anything, except that she was hearing voices. It was mostly because she wasn't sure she could fully believe it herself, also because of Jeff's mother's history of schizophrenia. The last thing she wanted was to evoke the kind of panic she saw in him after he told her about how his mother died. It would be unbearable to see that look in his eyes again. Besides, it was only the one voice anyway, and it hadn't bothered her all morning, which was a blessing. In the first couple of weeks, the voice started off as a whisper, like a best friend telling her a secret. But by the second month, it grew louder and deeper. It called her Goldie and laughed. Its chuckle was sadistic and giddy. It was so close to her ear that it gave her goosebumps. She didn't tell her doctor about it either. She was afraid he would suggest medication, and she didn't want to do that, not with the baby. But the voice kept her up at night. Whenever she tried to sleep, she imagined a voice smiling in her head. Its gapped, skinny teeth looked like baby fingers. She hadn't slept a full night in months. And then there was the vomiting, speaking of which. Her stomach churned and she opened the lid again. Her cheeks swelled and her neck bobbed. She heaved into the toilet. Her heart raced as the orange vomit splashed the water. It looked like veal parmesan. As she stared at it, she wondered when the last time she had parmesan anything was. God, having cravings when you're poor sucks. Marigold rubbed her eyes. Her fingers and her hair smelled of sick. After a moment's respite, she held onto the wood paneling on the sink for leverage and stood up. Her extended belly poked out from her Garfield pajama top. Thick stretch marks curved around her stomach like bruised veins. Since losing her job a few weeks ago, she had worn nothing but pajamas. Why get dressed if there was nowhere to go but back to bed? As she looked at herself in the mirror, she saw what all the other people in the hospital must have seen. A woman who looked too old to be having a baby. But she didn't care what they thought. A sharp twist hit her in the stomach again and forced her back to her knees. Marigold heaved into the toilet and got vomit all over the seat and some of it on the floor this time. The vomit exploded out of her. A lot of it got in her ponytail and some of it got in her hands. Her heart raced hard. Her eyes bulged. She was so enervated that she had trouble breathing. She rubbed her baby bump and even heard the child groan. Or maybe that was just her stomach. It had all been too much. 5 times in one morning was a record. She closed the lid and laid her face against the cool toilet seat. It was comforting on her cheek. In a few moments, she was out cold. Her lips twitched in her sleep.
Hey, thanks for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you want to hear more, please subscribe for weekly updates. And if you want to see more of the story with comics and videos, please check out my website, thedarknessofthewomb.com. Thanks again for listening, and please subscribe.